All right, 4 days in a row. Here we go. What do we got?
Since we won't talk to you until training camp for this, how do you approach the 5-6 week break? What's your, I guess, coaching goals or benchmarks during that time?
Obviously it's still a critical time for the team. You know, from a team perspective, we got to make sure that everybody's, ready to go, staying in shape, kind of making sure that they're following a program. We'll talk to them when we get towards the end of the week about making sure that they have, everything handled from a place to work out, from a program to follow, to what we expect when they get back. These guys are great about making sure that they maintain their level of physical performance so that when we get into training camp, we don't have a lot of time when we get to training camp, so we got to hit this thing running. So we'll just do the best we can to educate them on that, and I'm sure we'll be good to go.
At any level, do you want them to maybe take a week for themselves to mentally disconnect, or is it really important that they stay in that football mindset?
Well, I mean, I think just in general, it's a process. So, their bodies is obviously the biggest thing for them, but there is a mental part of this that they need to keep up with and stay on top of, review the material, hopefully have some questions when we get back to training camp that they're answering or asking that we can answer for them and keeping the process rolling.
How about personally on that level? I mean, you came in February. Obviously, it's been a rush for your family, too. Are you still all involved with football this summer? How much time do you spend with the family? What do you do?
My family's first and foremost, so I got to make sure that I'm a good dad here and a good husband for a little while, and then we'll be back to camp before you know it. So that'll be a big part of it for me, but you really never get away from it, always kind of thinking about what needs to be done, what we have to do when we get back, and kind of planning, and there's a lot still going into, training camp when we get back, so that'll all be part of it.
I see you doing joint practices, two of them coming up this year. What do you personally get out of it, and what is the main thing you look for in joint practice, especially since you're going to the West Coast, and I guess you guys will be staying 3 days longer than you would normally?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, the location is nothing we could really control. The schedule is what it is. But I think it's always good to be able to get that opportunity to practice against other teams early in training camp. It's something, from just a long time ago, I learned that at some point in training camp, the guys just get tired of hitting each other. It's just what it is. You're hitting the same guy for 3 weeks in a row, and you want to continually try to improve as you go through training camp. So to bring that extra kind of, motivation or experience or a different level of competition in and get a different look, maybe take a little different approach to what you're doing that week and get an opportunity to work productively with another team is a great point in camp to get to.
Now, we've heard a lot about the word culture as you've come in here and trying to just kind of impart your beliefs and your coaching style with this new team. Do you pull aside any veterans and go to a leadership committee? What kind of style do you choose to use when you want to
We have a lot of different ways of, within the team itself, there's two main units as far as offense, defense, or special teams. There's broken down into position groups. So definitely I try to reach out to all those different areas and make sure I'm in constant communication with them and, understanding, hey, what do you think about this? Or, what do you want to do here? Or what's this look like to you guys? Or, hey, this is what we're doing, just part of that. And just make sure that we have those individual conversations too, because I think they're important on that level. I think it's important on the group level. And sometimes it affects different groups, entirely maybe, and some others not. So I try to make sure I keep that open line of communication the best I can with those guys so that if there is something that comes up that they want to talk about, we can. But, this is – obviously, this is our team, and I said that before. It's our culture. It's something that we're building together. So that voice is very important to me.
When is it too early to expect to kind of see that shift start to begin?
Shift as far as?
Shift in culture, attitude, things like that.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really know what the benchmark was before I got here. I just kind of know what I know. So I just know that we're just out there trying to work hard and get better. And for me, it's just trying to put them together, day by day and make sure we're improving as we go. So I can't really compare it to anything previously because I wasn't here. What I'm doing is trying to make sure that our standards that we have established for our team are upheld every day.
Team is as you get ready to head into the break, and specifically with the installation of the defense, how do you feel about where that's at heading into?
I think from the spring standpoint, I think I'll say this. Our guys have worked extremely hard. Our guys have come in every single day and really tried to learn and study. This is a great group. These guys care about football. They love the game. They work at it. They really try to do everything we're asking them to do at a high level. So absolutely from that standpoint, these guys have been phenomenal. We have high standards. We're going to live to those, and we're going to expect them. I think from, last week it was great to get 3 days in a row. That's really important for us. You got to remember this whole process through the spring. Is definitely a one where you're trying to build as you go through. Last week was our first opportunity to go 3 in a row. You know, the next time we get into practice will be training camp. And as the way training camp gets set up and as we try to, you know, put that together, you know, we'll go into practicing 4 days in a row, you know, and then we'll get some breaks and things like in there that are mandated. But it's all a building process. So I thought that was great last week for us to get 3 days in a row. Good hard work. I would have liked it been a little bit hotter out there. But, you know, we're always just trying to condition and maintain and get, you know, to where we feel that we're executing at a high level. You can't just throw, you know, your body into a game situation. You know, your body's not going to be where it was at the end of last season. That was a months and months of training and building up and stamina that was put into effect. So where we are right now is that building process. Again, we're way down at the bottom of the hill, and we're just trying to climb back up.
When you talk about, you know, the guys want to learn and stuff, is there anything else that surprised you or that you learned about this team over the past few weeks?
You know, I mean, again, I think from a full team scale, you know, the want to, the toughness, the desire to get better is great. You know, and these guys are all in as far as that's concerned. There's a really, you know, high football intelligence factor here, too, where we are, you know, kind of going back to what we were saying before from a defensive perspective, you know, learning a little bit of a different language. You know, there's a little bit of a different scheme, a little bit of a different philosophy. And it's been, I would say, for the most part, really kind of easy for them to transfer maybe things that they know or things that they've done in the past into new terminology or new vernacular. It's kind of like learning a new language from that standpoint. And, you know, that's always the most difficult part. But these guys have really done a good job with it.
Trevor Bates, a couple guys that have been with you before. Is there any added value this time of year? I mean, did you specifically make a point to have a couple guys that have been on your defense at the time?
Well, I mean, you know, Tavon Wilson's here. So, you know, I mean, that's another guy that's obviously been in the system that some familiarity with me and what we've run in the past. So I definitely think it doesn't hurt. You know, those guys are in there. And really, for the most part, you know, I think in general learning styles, you learn best when you can learn from your peers. So that's been a great advantage for us there.
Matt, you, I know you mentioned it last week, but is there any update on Nick Bonin and Seattle for the year?
Yeah, I mean, Nick, again, we're, you know, we're not going to discuss injuries. You know, we're going through that evaluation there with him, and, you know, we'll see how everything goes.
Yeah, are you a different captain every week during the season? How are you planning on doing that?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, that'll be a big team discussion for us, I'm sure, as we get going. I wouldn't say I'm a one captain guy. Sometimes you're not opposed to it. Sometimes it's a good idea. Sometimes it's not. I think in general, you know, there's leadership for the team that will emerge as you go through, and I think we'll identify that and those that the team kind of designates that should be in charge of that when we get to that point, which we're not even close. But when we do, you know, we'll let the team decide.
There are some teams that, you know, get by with just the 4-man rush. You know, typically, you philosophically, why is it so important for you to get pressure from all over the field, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, I think in general there's going to be situations where there'll be 4 guys rushing, 3 guys rushing, 5, 6, you know, whatever the case may call for in that particular situation. I would say, you know, definitely with our defense in particular and you know, what we have scheduled, what we have kind of designed, there will be multiple different rush options. And that's always a good thing for us to try to create as much, you know, pressure and as much kind of indecision on the offense as we can.
What do you know about being a head coach that you didn't a few months ago? And then same about this team. What do you know about this team that you didn't when it was just on paper?
Sure. I think from head coaching standpoint, obviously kind of everything. You know, everything is new. Everything is different. You know, you can always prepare for how much you're not, you know, you get divided in a couple of different ways from what needs to be done from a team standpoint. You'd love to be more involved with the every minute of football, X's and O's that's out there, but you just can't. You know, the requirements are different. So that's kind of the biggest adjustment from that standpoint. What's good is that I can, you know, go in at the end or the end of the day or in the middle of the meeting or in the morning and kind of just, you know, make changes, and I don't really have to worry about it. So that's been good from that standpoint. You can do it faster, but the overall kind of just demanding of your time is just, you know, it's much more so away from the X's and O's from that standpoint. With the team in general, learning about them, it's a lot like I said before. You know, I mean, I think really learned that this is a very resilient team. It's a team that wants to be in a good place, or a team that really wants to work hard. They want to get better. They want to improve. And, you know, at this standpoint, are really kind of, you know, doing everything possible they can to make themselves better, which is great.
The scouting process for the supplemental draft, any different than it is for the regular draft? Do you have any insight there?
Yeah, totally different, 100%. But, you know, the regular draft, obviously very involved, deeply, you know, kind of going out and looking at those players. I think the timeline for that helps, you know, helps from a coaching perspective. Supplemental draft's a little bit different, you know. I mean, Bob and his staff do a great job on that to kind of pull through all that information and go to those guys, and then, you know, we work from there.
Last question. TJ Jones, I'll ask about TJ Jones real quick. Why was it important for you guys to bring him back? I mean, he had a pretty good year last year.
Sure. Yep. TJ, you know, TJ Jones, as far as he's concerned, really very smart player, a guy that can kind of play multiple positions for us and line up in different looks. So from that standpoint, when you start talking about your different roster spots and positions where a guy can really cover a lot of different areas and kind of help you in case, you know, either A, you know, what was the case before, if there's an injury or there's a situation where he needs to go in and play, he can do a lot of different things for you and do it at a high level. Plus, you know, I think he's a guy that's really competitive. He's a good, you know, good young player that can go out and compete and, you know, hopefully help us. So you're always trying to bring those guys back, as many of those as you can. Okay. All right. Enjoy your break. I'll see you guys in training camp.